Okay, good morning and a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Tes. We are holding on Daf Chesam and Beis. We are 8 lines from the end of the page at the 2 dots. Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honored his wife and children, Adley and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to talk about, when we say HaKol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael, what is that coming to include? And we're going to specifically talk about that in Eved Vekuti, what case do we get Golos and do we get Malkus for what we do to them? And what case do they get Golos and get Malkus for what they do to us? Then the Gemara is going to have 3 different suggestions of when a Ger Toshav gets Golos versus when he gets killed. So we're going to have 3 different possibilities. The Gemara is then going to have Machlokas Amorai in general, whether someone who's Omer Mutter is considered to be a Mazid or not, and both positions are going to have a Raya from the story in Sefer Bereishis with Avimelech and Sarah. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the first Mishnah on Amud Beis, have Machlokas whether a Suma and a Sone go to Galus, and we're going to discuss how the Machlokas Tanoim about a Suma is based on how to understand the phrase in the Pasuk below Ra'os. The Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Sone does not require hasra'ah, but that's only in certain cases, depending on what exactly happens to the rope that he's using to lower a barrel. So it may be that he does or does not require hasra'ah. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about the location of the 6 Arei Miklat and a few other dinim relating to the Arei Miklat, and the Gemara that follows is going to further identify the precise location of those 6 Arei Miklat. So let's begin again, 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So Kol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. So the Mishnah had said that everyone goes to Golus Al Yedei Yisrael, and Yisrael goes to Golus Al Yedei Han. That it's a 2-way street. Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. What's it coming to teach me when it says everybody goes to Golus Al Yedei Yisrael? Lasuye Eved V'Kuti. That comes to tell me that both an Eved and a Kuti who kill Yisrael b'shogeg, or Yisrael kills them b'shogeg, there is a Chiyuv Golus in such a case. So Tanina Lahadetan Rabbanan, we already learned this in a Braisa. Eved V'Kuti Golav Aloka Al Yedei Yisrael, Yisrael Golav Aloka Al Yedei Eved V'Kuti. Just to remind ourselves what a Kuti is, the Gemara in the first paragraph of Sechus Chulin tells us that this goes back to the story that's recorded in Sefer Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, that the Kutim were Goyim that the Melech Ashur brought from a place called Kuta and from other places, and he settled them in the Shomron after he had exiled the Aseres HaShvatim from the Shomron. And after they settled in the Shomron, at some point lions were sent there and were devouring them, and they were all Megayer, but they were not as careful in mitzvos as they should have been. And there's a Machlokes Tanayim in Meseches Nida where the Kutim are considered Gerei Emes, and therefore they have a din of a Jew, or they're Gerei Arayos. They only became Gerim because of fear of lions, and therefore they do not have a din of a Jew. At a later time, they found that the Kutim were Ovdei Avodazar, they were Ovdei the Demos Yona that they had on Har Grizim, and for that time they were Gozer, that they would have a din of a Goy. So you have an Eved Vekuti, that's there included in the din of Golus. It says, "Gmar Bishlam Eved Kuti Gol Al Yedei Yisrael." I understand in one direction why that works. That an Eved and Kuti is going to go to Golus Al Yedei Yisrael Viloka, and I understand why they'll get Malkus Al Yedei Yisrael as well. Gola Dekatle. The case where they'll go to Golus is that the Eved or Kuti killed the Yisrael B'shogeg Viloka Delatye, and the case that they'll get Malkus is if they curse a Yisrael Al Yisrael Gola Viloka Al Yedei Kuti Bishlam Gola Dekatle. I understand how Yisrael will end up in Galus for what he does to Akuti if he kills him. Eloloka amai, but why would Yisrael get Malkus for what he does to Akuti? Kuti, what are you going to say? Delatye? Because he was Mekalel Akuti. But the Pasuk says, Venasi ba'amcha lo sa'or. And we darshan ba'osa maisa amcha, that only if he's osa maisa amcha, a person who behaves like a regular Jew, but Akuti is not knowing like a regular Jew. So the din of being chayv Malkus for cursing cursing him should not apply. So Elam Ravacha Bar Yaakov. So Ravacha Bar Yaakov says, when it says that, when the Bryce says that Yisrael is lokal yedeyakuti, is kugon shahayid bo. It's a case where the Yisrael was made against the kuti in Beis Din that he's chayv malchus vehuzam, and now we give malchus to the person saying the edus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah in the Torah. Vasis lokashasam and lasus liachiv. He was made that the guy was chayv malchus. He became an edzomim, so he's going to get malchus. So asking Mar de Kavasa Gabay Eved, you can say a similar thing by an Eved that gets malchus al yidei Yisrael shehayid bo. Well, how could you say that? That the Eved is going to get malchus al yidei Yisrael is also a case where he's made against Yisrael v'huzam, and then he became an Eid Zomim. Eved bar Eidosu is an Eved kosher le'edos, and Eved's not kosher le'edos. The Brisa can't be talking about a malchus that one that one deserves for being an Eid Zomim, because he's anyway not kosher le'edos. Elam ravacha b'ed ravika ha'chamayaskinan kigon she'ikohu haka'a she'inba shavapruta. No, the case must be talking about it. The Brisa is talking about is Yisrael strikes an Eved or a Kuti, or they strike a Yisrael with a haka that's less than a shavapruta, and then you're going to be chayiv malchus. Tam Rabbi Ami, Am Rabbi Yochanan, he ko haka shein ba shavapruta. If a person strikes somebody else in less than a shavapruta worth of damage, loka, you get malchus. Meaning, because of kedei rishasau, if it's more than a shavapruta, you're not going to get malchus because then you're going to have to pay mamon. But if it's less than a shavapruta, so then you get malchus because it's a violation of a lo sasei in the Torah. It's a violation of lo Yosef pen Yosef. Velo makshin on haka leklala. And the Tan of the Brisa assumes that we do not make a hekesh between the din of striking someone with the din of being mekalel someone. And therefore, even though if Yisrael is mekalel a kuti, he does not get malchus, because it's only ba'amcha that you're going to get malchus, and a kuti is not also ma'isa amcha. But if he actually physically hits a kuti with akash in b'shavapruta, he does get malchus. And that's what the Brisa is talking about, that Yisrael is lokal yedevin v'kuti, and the nevin v'kuti is lokal yedevin Yisrael, if they physically hit one another, b'pachs mishavapruta. Then we had said in the Mishnah that everyone goes to Galus al Yidei Yisrael, and Yisrael goes to Galus al Yidei Hem, except for Chutz me al Yidei Ger Toshav v'chulei. So the Bach right away says, no, what we're going to be focusing on is Chutz, not me al Yidei Ger Toshav, Chutz me Ger Toshav. We're talking about the Ger Toshav going to Galus, not a Jew going to Galus on account of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a little different than a regular Ben Noach, it's certainly different than a regular Goy. A Goy, we assume, Minastam is not observant of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But even when we use the term Ben Noach, which we usually means someone who does observe Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Ramban writes that a Ger Toshav is someone who not only observes the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he was Mekabel the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach in front of a Beis Din. That he was Mekabel to do it in front of a Beis Din. And he has the status of a Mitzvah V'Yoseh. Whereas other Bnei Noach do not have the status of mitzvah v'yoseh. They are mitzvah, but their level of schar is not that of a mitzvah v'yoseh. It's only that of an eino mitzvah v'yoseh. So says the Gemara, Alma Ger Toshav Ovid Chavimu. It sounds from our Mishnah that a Ger Toshav has a din of a guy that he doesn't go to Golos to a near Miklat for killing a Yisrael. Rather, he's going to get killed, and Yisrael does not go to Golos for killing him. Say, Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa of the Mishnah says, Ger Toshav Golal Yidei Ger Toshav. Then a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he goes to Golos, which makes it sound like he has a din of a Yisrael. Some Rav Kana, Lo Kasha. Kan be Ger Toshav, Shar Ger Toshav. No, the Seifa is talking about where he kills another Ger Toshav, and that's why he goes to Golos. Kan be Ger Toshav, Shar Yisrael, but the was talking about where he kills the Yisrael, and therefore he does not go to Golos because the kapara that he needs is so great that it would not be accomplished by Golos. The Rishonim are all bothered, the Tosos and others, they're all bothered, wait a second, what exactly did you add that we didn't know before? Meaning, Rav Kana said, one case is talking about where he kills a Ger Toshav. Yeah, it said that Beferish in the Mishnah, that it's talking about a case where he kills a Ger Toshav. And the other case where he kills the Yisrael, it said that Beferish in the Mishnah as well. So Tosos in Dibur Maskal Alma explains that the Gemara initially thought that since a Ger Toshav does not go to Golos Al Yidei Yisrael, nor Yisrael Al Yado, it must be that that we learn that he has a din of a goy gomor, and a goy gomor doesn't have any din of galus whatsoever, regardless of who he kills. And therefore, even if he were to kill another ger toshav, he should not go to galus. So the Gemara asked, but in the Seifa it says that he is included in the parsha of galus in some circumstance, and Rav Kahana says, yeah, our assumption was wrong, meaning just because he doesn't go to galus when he kills Yisrael, and Yisrael doesn't go to galus when he kills him, doesn't mean he's totally mufka from the parsha of galus. It just means that it's more limited. The circumstances that he's going to go to galus are much more limited. It's only when he kills a ger toshav like himself. There are those that ask a stira between the psukim. Ksiv livnei Yisrael v'la ger v'la toshav b'tocham. It says that for a ger toshav you have arim miklat as well. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says vayu lachem ha'arim lemiklat lachem v'lo lagerim. That makes it sound like it's only for bnei Yisrael, but not for a ger toshav. So which is it? So Amrav Kana lo kasha kan be ger toshav shar Yisrael kan be ger toshav shar ger toshav. Now we see that chiluk very clearly, that if he kills the Yisrael, he does not go to galus. If he kills another ger toshav, he does go to galus. So the Mishnah had said that a ger toshav goes to galus if he kills another ger toshav. Uremini, but I'll ask you a stira from a brisa that talks about bnei Noach who violate one of the shev mitzvahs bnei Noach, where the halacha is that asharos and zui misasan, that if they violate any of the asharos that they're chayv misa for, they're automatically going to be chayv misa lefichach, and since they're chayv misa, if they violate any of these mitzvos, ger va'ovid chavim shargu, a ger toshav or an ovid chavim that kills, even if they do so bishogeg, are neheragin, because a ben noach doesn't require hasra before doing the avera. Even if he does bishogeg, he's chayv misa. So katani ger dum yadovid chavim. It sounds like a ger has the same din like an ovid chavim, and what is that din? Ma ovid chavim loshna dekatal bar minei, loshna dekatal delav bar minei. Just like an ovid chavim, whether he kills someone who's like him bishogeg, meaning another guy, or whether he kills someone who's not like him bishogeg, meaning he kills a Yisrael neherag, he's going to be chayv misa. So af ger, shouldn't we say the same by ger toshav, that loshna dekatal bar minei, whether he kills someone like him, namely a ger toshav, loshna dekatal delav love bar minei, or whether he kills someone not like him, meaning Yisrael, nerag, ish michayv misa. And that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said a ger toshav kills another ger toshav b'shogeg, he's not chayv misa, he goes to galus. So I'm Rav Chista lo kasha, not a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, they're not talking about the same thing. Kan derech irida, kan sharago derech aliyah. One is sharago derech irida, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the ger toshav kills someone in a downward motion, so then he's eligible for galus, and that's where he goes. He goes to galus. And the Braisa is talking about where he kills someone in an upward motion, where the halach is he's going to be chayv misa because he's not eligible for galus. So derech irida the Yisrael gali. And the reason why we make such a chiluk is because if it killed in a downward motion, where had a Yisrael done that very same thing, he'd go to galus. So you nami sagi leba galus. The ger toshav also could go to galus. You see, galus is something that we do when you kill derech irida. But derech aliyah, the Yisrael pater, in the case of derech aliyah, where Yisrael would be pater, who nerag? The ger toshav is going to be nerag for killing in a derech aliyah kind of way. The Tosos points out that even though it's the din of a ger toshav is not at all like the din of a guy, because a guy that kills someone bishogeg b'derech irida does not go to galus, gets nerag, he gets killed, whereas a ger toshav that kills a ger toshav b'derech irida goes to galus. And we had said that a ger toshav and a chavim are supposed to be the same as one another, they're supposed to have the same din as one another. Yeah, but they have the same din as one another b'derech aliyah, so that's good enough, meaning as long as there's a circumstance where the ger toshav and the oven chavim, who are mentioned right next to each other in the pasuk, have the same din as each other, so there's some application that you can make of that hekesh, so that's good enough. Tosel says some le Rava, but Rava says says, wait a second, shouldn't we pater him from Nisa when he kills Derech Aliyah based on the Kal V'chomer? If killing in a downward motion, where Yisrael kills someone in a downward motion, goes to Galus, and a Gert Hoshav also Galus would suffice to provide him a Kapara, Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael, who kills Derech Aliyah, is going to be Pater from Galus. So you Nerag, we're more Makil on the Yisrael when he kills Derech Aliyah, and we're more Machmir on the Gert Hoshav when it's Derech Aliyah. Is Derech Aliyah a reason to be more Makil or a reason to be more Machmir? How can it be that they both go to Galus if they kill B'Derech Yerida? But if they kill B'derech Aliyah, the Yisrael is off the hook, and the Gert Hoshav gets killed. How does that make any sense? Sa'ela amar Rava ba'omer mutter. So Rava says, no, Bryce says, Mechayv Misa for a Gert Hoshav who kills B'shogeg must be a case of a Gert Hoshav that thought it was mutter to kill someone else. And that's why he's treated like a mezid, and he's going to be Nerag for like someone who kills B'mezid. So Amle Abai, Omer mutter, Onesu. If he's Omer mutter, he's an Ones. He thought what he was doing was totally mutter. Amalei Shaini Omer, Omer Mutter, Karav Lemezid. He says, nah, come on, Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid. He should have known better and he shouldn't have done this. And therefore, he doesn't go to Gauls, he gets killed. Vazul Tamayu, and this machlokas, Rav and Rav Chista, whether the Brisa that's Mechayev Gertosh of Misa is talking about when he kills Derech Aliyah, or whether it's Omer Mutter, is Lishitasam, because we find that they likewise argue about whether Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid or Karv Leones in a different context. De Itmar, because we learned in a different discussion about a Gertoshev that sees some sort of image, some sort of something from a distance, and Kasavar Behema of Nimsa Adam, and he thought it was an animal, and he shoots, and he fires, and he kills it, and it turns out it was a person. Or he saw a person, and he thought it was Kanani, Vinimsa Gertoshev. He thought it was a Kanani, and it turned out that it was Gertoshev. So Rava Omer Chayiv, Rava says he's Chayiv Misa, Omer Mutukar Vlamezid. That's like killing a person Bemezid, because he should have known that you can't do that. Just like an Omer Mutter should have learned that you're not allowed to murder, and even though he thought it was mutter to murder, he should have known better. So too, when you cannot tell exactly what the demus you're shooting at is, you should have learned, you should have investigated a little further, you should have taken out your binoculars and looked a little closer, or called out to the person and see if they respond. Rav Chista Omer Pater, Omer Mutter Anasu. Rav Chista says he's Pater because Omer Mutter is an Ones, and that's also like a case of Omer Mutter, like we just explained. And therefore, since it's an Ones, he's going to be Pater. Now, Tosos asks, how's Rav Chista going to explain the Brisa that we had, Bishkaga Prat Lemezid? And over there we said, the Gemara said, that it's coming to tell me, Omer Mutter, that doesn't get Golos because he's Karav Lemezid. Meaning, Bishkaga Prat Lemezid, we said, was Prat Omer Mutter, because Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid. So, but you, Rav Chista, are telling me that Omer Mutter is not Mezid, that he has a din of an Ones. So how are you going to learn that Brisa? So the Tosos in Dibra Maskel V'Rav answers, Rav Chista will explain, that even though Omer Mutter has a din of an Ones, he's called a Mezid because he's killing Bekavana. He knows what he's doing, and he knows that he's killing. So when you're dashening the words of the Pasuk, that Prat LeMezid, that Bishkaga means, and not a Mezid, so Omer Mutter fits that category of someone who's doing something purposely. As far as what his halacha is, does he have the same halacha as a Mezid? No, he has a halacha like an Ones. So we see that there is this machlokas, Rav and Rav Chissa, about an Omer Mutter, whether an Omer Mutter is an Ones or a Mezid. And it's Lishitasam. Rava holds that Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid. He explains that the price that's Mechayev Gertoshev Misa, when he kills another Gertoshev, is a case of Omer Mutter. And Rav Chista, who holds that Omer Mutter is an Ones, couldn't say that it's a case of Omer Mutter, so he had to come up with some other answer, some other explanation. When is a Gertoshev going to be Chayev Misa? Can't be Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter is an Ones, so it must be when it's Derech Aliyah. So Eisvei Rava the Rav Chista, Rava challenges Rav Chista. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells tells Avimelech, after he takes Sara Yimenu, Hincha meis ali isha shalakachta, so my love bidei adam, he says you're going to die for the woman that you took. Doesn't he mean that you chayiv misa bidei adam based on dinim of a ben Noach for taking an eshes ish, even though he was known omer mutter because he thought that Sara was sister of Avram, not married to Avram Avinu. So you see that omer mutter must be karv lemezid against Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said that an omer mutter is an ones. The Orchoner raises a question that how could it be that Avimelech would be chayiv misa b'day adam? He was never actually boel her, and if you can say he's chayiv for being gozel her, then returning her shouldn't help, because the nachri is chayiv for gzela, he's chayiv misa for gzela even if he returns it. There's no mitzvah for a gzela, that it's not a lavanita klasei for a nachri. And furthermore, if he was chayiv b'dine b'day adam, how could it be that Kodesh Baruch Hu says v'mein chameshiv daki most tamus, meaning that not only are you going to die, all of your bnei bayis are going to die. That's dine bnei adam, that all of his family deserves to die because he decided to take Sarah. So the Aruch Lener says, very difficult to understand the conversation based on what the Gemara is saying right now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him he's chayiv b'dine adam. So the Aruch Lener explains, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you should be very grateful to me that I stopped you before you did the Avera, because had you done the Avera, you then would have been chayiv misa bidei adam, but I didn't let you do the avera. I held you back from doing the avera. So anyway, but the fact that he said you would have, that tells me that omer mutter is karv lemezid, not karv leones. So says Merlo, it doesn't mean he'd be chayiv misa based in, but rather bidei shemayim. It means he was going to be chayiv misa bidei shemayim. Take a nami, and we could be medayik this way as well. The chsiv, because the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech that mechato li, that v'chsoch kamanochi oscha mechato li. Why the word li, meaning that the sin that you would do is only klape me, it's only klape shemayim, but you're not going to be chayiv b'dinei adam for that sin. So says Moral Taimech, according to your shita, how can you explain the pasuk that Yosef says to Eishes Potiphar, where Eishes Potiphar is propositioning him, and he says, how could I do hara gadol azos? How could I do this horrible thing? V'chatasi leilo kim. Why, you think that also means that it would only be a sin to God and not a sin ben adam l'chavero? Leilo kim v'lo la'adam. No, that for sure is he'd be chayiv b'dinei adam, meaning it's not just b'dinei adam, meaning that the mises nisuna lidei adam, that for sure he'd be chayiv b'dinei adam in such a case, because he knew that she was an eshes ish. Ella dino masul adam. So it must be that even though it says v'chatasi lelokim, it means that the din is masul adam, even though it's chatasi lelokim. V'lachanami dino masul adam. So over here also we could say that it's dino masala adam, that even by Avimelech, even though it says mechato li. So the Gemara asks on Rava, Esve Abaye le Rava. So Abaye challenges Rava. Avimelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hagoy gam tzadik ta'arog, that I'm a tzadik over here. I didn't know she was nashes ish, and it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to that taina. So you have to say that an omer mutter apparently is an ones. So says Gemara, no, hasam kitka mahadri lavei. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to his taina, and he did not agree to his taina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'ata hashev eshes ha'ish ki navihu. Now, what does that pasuk mean? That you have to return the eshes ish because her husband is a navi. Why does it matter that Avram Avinu is a navi with regard to returning his wife to him? What do you think the din is that eshes navihu de tehader de lavla navi lo tehader? Is there such a din that only the wife of a navi gets to be returned to her husband, but the wife of a regular person does not get returned to her husband? Ella, no, must be Kedam Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, that this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Avimelech, that I am not moda to your taina, that you're a tzaddik. I think you're wrong. Dam Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Abraham Yonasan, Hachi Karmelei, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech is, V'ata Hashev Eishas Ish Mikal Makom, return her no matter what, whether her husband was a Navi or not, you have to return the wife. Udika Amrit, but as far as your taina, Hagoy Gam Tzaddik Tarog, that you're totally righteous over here, that your hands are clean of any aver over here. Hello, who amar li achosi? Because after all, he told you that she's his sister. The response is that you are not righteous over here, and Avraham Avinu didn't fool you. Rather, Navi, who he's over here. Navi doesn't mean that he needed prophecy. The Ravid points out Navi means he's a wise person. He understood what was going on over here. He got the tone of the conversation. It's from the way you greeted him that he knew how he had to respond. When an achsanoi comes to the city, the proper thing to do is say, do you have what to eat? Do you have what to drink? Can I take care of you? Klum sholenoso ishtachazo achoschazo. Who asks a guest? Is this your wife or is this your sister? So since you were asking about that, Avraham Avinu realized that if he were to say that it's his wife, you're going to kill him and you're going to take her. And therefore, he had to say it was a sister. So you're the one that caused him to say that it was a sister because of your line of questioning. So you are not free of any guilt. So the Gemara comes to the Maskana. We see from here that a Ben Noach gets killed on that which he should have learned and he did not learn, meaning he should have learned a basic Derech Eretz, but he did not learn this basic Derech Eretz, that there are certain things that are automatic, that a person is supposed to know, that there's supposed to be a sense of right and wrong that he's supposed to have. So says Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, Hasuma Eino Gola Divir Rabbi Yudor Meirom Golem. Achlokas Tanaim, there's a blind person who kills Bishogeg, go to Golos. Hasone, a person who very much dislikes somebody, which the Rishonim say means Shlodiber Moshloshiyamim because of Eva, that because of hatred, they didn't speak to each other for 3 days. So Hasone, Eino Golem. Does not go to near Miklat. Rabbi Yosef Marasoni Nerag Neshu Kamuan. Rabbi Yosef says, not just he doesn't go to Golus, he gets killed if he kills somebody else, even Bishogeg, because it's as if he was warned and he's a Muad. We could assume that he did it b'mezid, because he hates the guy, and then next thing you know, this guy is dead at his hands, so we could assume that it was b'mezid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Sone Gola, Yesh Sone Sheino Gola. That it depends. Sometimes the Sone goes to a near Miklat, sometimes the Sone does not go to a near Miklat. Zaklal, Kol Shu Yochel Omer, Ledas Arag. Any situation where we're able to say that he did it purposely, Eino Gola. He does not go to Golas because we have to be Choshesh that he did it Ledas. Vishalol Ledas Arag Areza Gola. But if there's reason to assume, not just reason to assume, if it seems Muchrach that he could not have planned this, that the way this death happened was accidental, and that this could not have been something that he had planned, then he goes to Galus. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. A pasuk says about someone who kills Bishogeg. It says below Raos that he didn't see the guy there. So we darshan prat lasuma as opposed to a suma who does not go to Galus, because the phrase below Raos sounds like it's someone who normally would see, but on this occasion he did not see. And therefore, he doesn't. It's a suma who never sees is not included in that pasuk of who goes to Galus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir Omer below Raos l'rabo, says a suma. Remeir says, what are you talking about? Below Raos means someone who does not see. You know what we call someone who does not see? A suma. So it's coming to Dafka, include a suma, not to exclude a suma. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that we are excluding a suma from the phrase below Raos? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says when it talks about Galus, Vasher Yavo Esrei Ehu Biyar Afilusuma. It describes as someone who goes into a forest to chop wood and he kills someone in that forest. So that could be anybody. That's a riboy that could include anybody. I mean, even if he kills someone, even a sumo kills some bishogeg, should go to Galus. Also, below Ra'os, Ma'ate, and then below Ra'os comes in as Mima'et Asuma. So the Ramban writes, what exactly is the drasha over here? So he says, there are those that explain that the drasha is that this is a riboy achariboy, and in riboy achariboy, elu lema'et. That says, Asher Yavos Re'eu Biyar, that's a riboy, that's any situation, including Asuma. And then below Ra'os also means Asuma, because below Ra'os, who doesn't see? Asuma doesn't see. So it's a riboy achariboy, and riboy achariboy, elu lema'et. But the Ramban has trouble with that, because the Ramban says, if that's really what's going on over here, that it's a riboy ach a riboy, the Gemara should have said it, because the Gemara is about to say within the sheet of Rav Meir that he darshans a miut achar miut. Plus, he says, Rashi explains that below Ra'os is coming to be Mimayda Suma, because when it says below Ra'os, like we explained before, it means that you didn't see him this time, which makes it sound like you're a person who normally would see him. So why is it even necessary to bring the first part of the pasuk is difficult. But anyway, that's the Ramban quotes that there are those that learn it as a riboy ach riboy, but he then says that perish is not correct, because the Gemara should have said it beferish, just like it says miut achar miut. And then you have the possibility like Rashi, but the difficulty with Rashi is, why do I need the part of the pasuk about Ya'ar? That's not really the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. The real drasha is about below Ra'os. Rabbi Meir, how's Rabbi Meir going to learn the pasuk of below Ra'os? The Rabbah says, Asuma, don't you already have the pasuk of Asher Yavos Re'eh B'Ya'ar? So below Ra'os, lema'et bivli da'as, lema'et, havimid achramid, en mid achramid, el Rabbos. That he'll learn below Ra'os is coming to be lema'et Asuma, that Asuma does not go to Galus, and bivli da'as is lema'et, is also coming to tell me that Asuma does not go to Galus, meaning, because bivli da'as likewise implies someone who normally is capable of full yediya, but Asuma is not capable of full yediya because he doesn't see everything. So therefore, havi miut achar miut vein miut achar miut al l'rabos. So the double miut must be coming l'rabos, and that's where Meir holds that's coming l'rabos as Asuma who kills b'shogeg that he goes to galus in an ir miklat. For Rabbi Yehuda who holds to exclude Asuma, why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Meir that there's a miut achar miut over here? So b'vlidas prat l'miskavi l'dasa. No, b'vlidas Das is not coming to exclude a Suma. It's coming to exclude someone who's miskavin to kill a behema and he accidentally kills a person, like we had said previously. So it turns out that there's only one miut, and that's for the Suma, and therefore a Suma does not go to Galus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asone Nerag, then Rabbi Yossi had said in the Mishnah that Asone gets killed. He doesn't go to Galus, he gets killed because he's like a Muad. So Frek the Gemara Velo Asrubei. But they never gave him hasra'ah. So even if he killed b'mezid, how could you kill him in Bezin without a hasra'ah? So says Gemara, yeah, masnisin Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudihi. The Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is not Stam Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, meaning normally Stam Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. But this Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya, we know what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chaver eino tzarech hasra'ah lefi shelo nitna hasra'ah lahafkin min shogig. Amazing that the chote cannot say, I didn't know that you're not allowed to do this. That's the whole purpose of the asra. He can't, so that he won't be able to get off the hook by saying, I didn't know this was against the halacha. I didn't know you're not allowed to do this. And that's why when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, you don't need to give him asra, because he certainly knows that he's not allowed to do it. And Mimela, the same is true by Yesone, that he doesn't need asra before he kills, because he certainly, we know that he's doing it Pemezid and that he's not doing it Bishogeg. Meaning there are two ways that you could be b'shogeg. One is that I didn't know that this was usher, and the other is I knew that it was usher. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't realize that this is what was happening. So the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham should tell you that he knew that it was usher. The fact that he's a Sone should tell you he knew exactly what he was doing, that this was something that he was trying for. That's how the Ritva says that when we say over here that a Sone does not require Asra, we must be talking about a Sone who's also a Talmud Chacham, right? And therefore, he doesn't need Asra for either reason, because since he's Talmud Chacham, he knows that it's Asr, and since he's a Sone, we assume that he knows what he's doing. That's what the Ritva says. It's not clear that that's... that's agreed upon by everybody. Meaning the Rav Yosef Engel writes in Beis HaOtzar that even though the sinna is a hochacha, that he certainly killed on account of his sinna, right? That's why he was doing it. But how do I know that he knows that it's usher to kill? It could be that he didn't know that there's nisr of ritzicha in the Torah, and he's a shogeg based on ignorance. So says Rav Yosef Engel, instead of answering like the Ritva answered, oh, we're talking about a sona is a Talmud Chacham. Rav Yosef Engel doesn't say that. Says Rav Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzar, you see that that any Isser that's muvan al pi seichel, that anyone with a logical mind should be able to figure out, meaning anyone with a basic sense of human morality should be able to figure out, you don't need to know that he's amazed. And since Ritzicha is an Isser Sichli, and Isser Sichli, everyone knows that it's not something you're supposed to do, so that's enough to consider him amazed. So when it says the Soni does not require Asra, like a Chavar does not require Asra, because Asra is only Lahavkin Mein Shogig L'mezid, what does that have to do with the Chavar? A Chavar is considered amazed because he knows that about the Isra in the Torah. A Soni who kills is considered amazed, even if he's an Ama Aretz, because it doesn't say a Soni Chavar in our Mishnah. So how does he know that there's an Isra in the Torah? So it must be that it's only Legabe Isser Shimiyim that they're not Chayiv Min Asvara Chitzona, that you would not have known, meaning illogical or non-logical isurim that you would not have known on your own. That's where we say chavrein tzara chasra, but you need to know that it's an isur in the Torah. But when it comes to an isur sichli, when it comes to something that logically you should have known, then you don't need to. You don't need to know that he knows that it's asur. Everybody knows that it's asur, and therefore he does not need to be an actual sonne. He does not need to be an actual chaver. So the Klei Chemda just points out against this Rav Yosef Engel. He says it's very nice, but you're against the Ritva, meaning the Ritva says beferish that it's only a sonne who's also a chaver, even though it's a mitzvah sichli. The Bnei Noach though are mechayiv in mitzvos that are mitzvah sichlios as well, meaning even the Klei Chemda agrees to that. He's just pointing out that that when it comes to the Ein Tzarech Hasra part, that's it's got to be a chaver. But they do agree that Bnei Noach are mitzuva mikoach hasvara, and the svara is enough to be mechayiv min haTorah. In Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, in his Hakdamah to the Sefer HaMavteach, he writes a mitzvah anything that's based on svara, everyone is obligated. And that's been true since the days of Adam Arishon, that's always the case. That something that's a logical and moral thing, everyone is chayiv. Right? Someone pointed out, if you think about how many mitzvos Klal Yisrael, I was just listening to Rabbi Reisman yesterday, he was pointed out how many mitzvos Klal Yisrael got at Har Sinai. It's not that many. Because we had many, many mitzvahs before Har Sinai. It's not just the Shev mitzvahs. We had everything that we got in Mara, all the mitzvahs sichlios, and then there's like 200 more in Sefer Dvarim that we didn't get at Har Sinai. According to some Rishonim, the ones in Bamidbar, we didn't get at Har Sinai either. So we have to understand what Har Sinai was exactly, if it wasn't about getting the Taryag mitzvahs. There wasn't exactly that amount, the amount of mitzvahs that we think it was that happened at Har Sinai. So this is the way the Rav Nissim Gon writes. Any mitzvah sichli we already had prior to Tar Sinai. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now we had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Yesh Sone Gala. Rabbi Shimon says sometimes the Sone goes to Galus, sometimes he does not. Whenever we could say Ladas Harag, he does not go to Galus. When we say Shalol Ladas Harag, he goes to Galus. Tanya Kate said, Rabbi Shimon Yesh Sone Gala, Yesh Sone Gala. Give me an example. Like what would be an example of when we say Ladas Harag, when we say it's Shalol Ladas Harag? So the Bryce explains Nifsak Gala, Nishmat Eino Gala. If he's lowering a barrel from a roof, lowering it down, and the rope gets cut and the barrel falls on his sone and kills him, so then he goes to Galus in Nir Miklat, because it must have only been Beshogeg, because he cannot know that the rope is going to snap. But if the rope slips out of his hand and the barrel falls and it kills his sone down below, then he does not go to Nir Miklat, because we have to be Choshesh that he allowed it to slip out of his hand in order to kill the guy, and therefore he's not a Shogeg. So Frak the Gemara Vatanya, but we have a Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Omer Liola Meino Gola, that neither a Sone nor an Oev goes to Golas Adshi Yishmach Mechsolo Miyado, till the Kli that he uses to tar his roof slips out of his hand, that the only case he's going to be Chayav Golas is Nishmat, and not a case of Nifsak Achevel. So Kasha Nifsak and Nifsak, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. So it's a steer between the Bryces, both as far as that which slips out of the hand and as far as that which snaps. So it says more Nishmat and Nishmat Lo Kasha. The steer between the Bryces is about that which slips out of the hand is not a kasha, because haba oev, haba sone. The second brisa is talking about an oev where you're killing b'shogeg, and therefore we assume if it slipped out of your hand, you were killing b'shogeg. We're not choshed anything more than that. Whereas if it's a sone and it slips out of your hand, we're choshed that maybe it wasn't really a slip. Nifsak a nifsak lo kasha. If it snaps, the steer between the brisa about it snapping is also not a kasha, because harabi harabanan. The second brisa that assumes nifsak does not go to galus assumes like the shita of Rebbe, that if the blade goes off, flies off of the handle, that it does not go to galus. So too nifsak hachevel, where half of the rope is still in your hand, so you're not going to go to galus. Whereas the first price that said nifsak does go to galus assumes like the shita of the rabbanon, who hold that when the blade falls off the axe handle, that you go to galus. Over here also nifsak hachevel, you're going to go to galus. Okay, new mishnah lehechem golin. Where do they go to galus? Lari miklat. They go to the ari miklat. L'shol shebe v'ayadin. There were three in Eretz Yarden and three in Eretz Canaan. Shneimar, eish shlosh harim titnu me'ever liyarden, ve'eish shlosh harim titnu be'eretz Canaan. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Arei miklat tihiyana," that these three and three are going to be arei miklat. The Kosei Yeshuas points out that the Mishnah is not just telling me that which it says in the Torah. I could read the Chumash and I'll see the same thing. What the Mishnah is telling me is that even those who live in Eretz Yisrael are allowed to go to Golis in Ari Miklat Shabbat Ever Yarden, and people who live in Ever Yarden are allowed to go to Golis in the Ari Miklat that are in Eretz Yisrael. I don't need the Mishnah to just repeat the Pesukim, tell me that there are three and three. That I know from the Pesukim. It's telling me that they're all operative for everybody. So, and up until the point in the days of Yeshua, when they were able to designate the three in Eretz Yisrael after 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk, the three that were never a Yarden were not yet functional as Arei Miklat Shenamar, because the pasuk says Sheish Arei Miklat Tihiyena. So it says that there should be six Arei Miklat that will be. So we apparently say Achu Sheshton Koltos Kachas, that only when all six are operative at the same time are any of them operative. And Bezin prepares roads that go directly from one ear miklat to the other, and they would make signs on the Prashas Drachim, what the, you know, with arrows, what direction is to the ear miklat, to make sure that the Rotzeach could get there quickly. So we see that they have to prepare the roads properly to enable people to get to the Ir Miklat. The Meiri says not just prepare the road, to widen the roads and to make sure that they're smooth, that they're neatly paved, and to make sure any rivers have bridges that go over them. That's all part of Heichel Nocha HaDerech. They have to make sure that they have an easy escape. That's what the pasuk says in Tilim, Tovi Yashar Hashem Al Kein Yorech HaToim BaDerech. That since Hashem is Tovi Yashar, even those who are sinners, He's going to make sure that they have a derech, that they have a path to go to escape. Moshe Lehen Shnei Talmid Chachamim, and Bezin gives the people who killed B'shogeg two Talmid Chachamim to accompany them to the Ir Miklat. Shema Yahargenu Baderech, lest the Gaal Adam try to kill them while they're on their way. V'yidabri Elav, and Talmid Chachamim will speak to the Gaal Adam and will try to calm him down and say, this isn't the way to go. You're not interested in being a murderer. Rameir Omer Hu Medaber Al Yedei Atzmo, that the Rotzeach speaks for himself to the Gaal Adam, and he begs for his life. Shenemar v'zed dvar harotzeach. So you see that the rotzeach himself is the one that is medaber. Rabbi Yosef b'Yudomer b'tchila. Originally means right away when a murder happens before Bezin gets involved. Echad shogeg ve'echad Bezin maktim l'ari miklat. As soon as someone murders somebody else, right away he runs to the ir miklat, regardless. Ubezin shalchan mavino samisham. Bezin will then send for him and bring him in front of them so that they could try the case and see if it was a shogeg or a mazid. And mishen chayv misa Bezin. If he's chayv misa Bezin, sargu, they would then kill him because he's chayv misa Bezin. V'shalon is chayv misa. If he was not Mechayev Misa and Bezdin, so Patru, they'd say, okay, you're not Chayev Misa. Mishan is Chayev Galus. If a person was turned out, it turns out based on the Din Torah that he killed B'shogeg in Chayev Galus, Machzir Lo Salim Koma, we'd send him right back to the Ir Miklat. Shenemar v'yishiv v'seida El Ir Miklato, that they would return him to Ir Miklato. Tan Rabban, Shalosh Ar Mivdil Moshe Bever Yarden.
who connected on Hivdal Yeshua Beretz Canaan. Moshe Rabbeinu designated three cities in every yard, and Yeshua correspondingly dedicated three cities in Eretz Canaan. Umuchuvanos hayu. And the three cities that Yoshua designated are Mechuvan Keneged, the three cities that Moshe designated. They line up perfectly, like two rows in a vineyard line up perfectly. And they are as follows. Chevron B'Yehuda Keneged Betzer B'Midbar. Shechem B'Har Ephraim Keneged Ramot B'Gilad. Kadesh Bar Naphtali Keneged Golan B'Bashan. So and it says V'Shilashto, so we learn Shiyu Mishulashin, that they should be an equal distance between the three of them. Shei Midorom L'Chevron, from the southernmost tip of Eretz Yisrael until Chevron, Kimi Chevron L'Shchem, should be the same distance from Chevron to Shchem. Mi Chevron L'Shchem, this means Chevron Shchem, Kimi Shchem L'Kedesh, should be like Shchem to Kedesh. Mi Shchem L'Kedesh, Kimi Kedesh L'Tzafon. And from Shchem to Kedesh, the same distance as Kedesh, all the way to the northernmost part of Eretz Yisrael. So Bez Hashem will continue this discussion tomorrow of the Chalukah of the Ari Miklat between Eretz Yisrael and Ever Hayadeh. Okay, have a great day. A good night.